Well, good evening. It is a good evening to gather together, to remember and to ponder again the centrality of the death of Christ for our faith. We pray that you do hear about the death and resurrection of Jesus every single Sunday that you come to Redeemer, but it's good to have a day to focus more directly on that central implement of our faith, the cross that Jesus died upon. If you'd like to follow along with our passage for reflection, you can flip back to the fourth lesson. We'll take a few minutes to think about Barabbas. This is from Matthew 27, 15 through 26. Now the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and he washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. The Brothers Karamazov is widely regarded as one of the greatest novels ever written. It's a philosophical crime novel that begs us to ask questions about the meaning of life, the presence of God, and the hope of redemption. The sage older character is a monk named Zosima, who delivers this line about how a Christian should see any prisoner. "For no one can judge a criminal," he says, "until he recognizes that he is just such a criminal as the man standing before him, and that he perhaps is more than all men to blame for that crime." Though that sounds absurd, it is true. Take upon yourself the crime of the criminal your heart is judging. Take it at once, suffer for him yourself, and let him go without reproach. This is what he's saying. As Christians, we understand the world rightly only when we first see ourselves as the guilty one, recognizing our own sin and our deep need for mercy. And then shaped by Christ, we move outward toward others, not with condemnation, but with a willingness to bear their burdens and extend them mercy. The gospel compels us to see our own reflection. Whatever sin you and I see in other people, we only see it because it's in me too. While that might sound a little mystical, it's true, and it's right within this text. The text opens with a Roman tradition that offers clemency to a man in prison. It makes the Roman oppressors look merciful, but it's a sham mercy. This feast celebrates the freedom of Israel from their previous oppressors, the Egyptians. And this tradition is just a way of placating the crowds. So spying an opportunity, Pilate believes that he can use this to set Jesus free. But he underestimates the wrath of the priests and then the crowds. So Pilate constructs the scenario. "Will you release Barabbas, a notorious prisoner and political revolutionary? He's known for thievery and murder and insurrection. Or will you release Jesus? He's of little threat to Pilate, decidedly not violent. He's probably a righteous man, as his wife has told him." But they say no. Give us Barabbas. Even through this sham mercy, God is orchestrating something deeper for us to see. Pilate can't make anyone free. Only the Passover Lamb of God can free his people from sin and slavery. Barabbas, in Aramaic, means son of a father. He's a historical figure, but his name cues us into what God is doing. Barabbas' name stands for everyone. He is Truman, John Smith, every man. And so the choice is not just about a guy named Barabbas. The crowds have decided that every man should not be punished for sin, but a righteous man should. The son of the father is condemned, and a son of a father goes free. At one level, this tells us that we all, when push comes to shove, would condemn a righteous person to save our own hides. As the crowd says, his blood be on us and our children. But at an even deeper level, it says this: we are all just some son or daughter of some father who deserves to suffer on the cross under the righteous wrath of God for our sins. Just as it should have been Barabbas crucified, so it should have been you, and it should have been me. And yet it isn't us, because the Son of the Father's blood is upon us. The Passover Lamb's blood is on our heads so that we can be forgiven and set free. The Bibb County Correctional Facility in Alabama is one of the state's most violent prisons. There, many violent men reside in the correction facility, shaped by their past brokenness and violence and gangs and drugs. And in an effort to change the culture of the prison and the future lives of the inmates, the Alabama Department of Corrections invited Birmingham Theological Seminary to begin seminary classes in the institution. The first graduating class with seminary degrees came through in 2018, and these prison pastors helped to begin a prison recidivism program that same year. The program dramatically changed the culture of that area of the prison. Whereas theft and assault and violence were a daily part of life for most of these prisoners, because of the power of the gospel, there have been no violent altercations since 2018. Whereas searches for contraband in other parts of the prison often find weapons or drugs, routine searches in this area often find Bibles hidden. Most telling of all, whereas 82% of the prison inmates in the other areas will be arrested by the 10-year mark of their release, the inmates in this program have a recidivism rate of 5%. In Bibb County Prison, Barabbas is everywhere. Men who should have been condemned and yet have been made free in the gospel. And the only reason is this: they have come to believe that Jesus really did take their place. When someone knows that, when you really know that, it doesn't just change your future prospects. It changes you forever. It's really just one simple question for us tonight. Do you believe that you are Barabbas? Do you believe that you are that criminal? The people in this room may not have slid as far into the consequences of sin as those in the Bibb County Correctional Facility, but outside of the mercy of God, we would have. And the only way to freedom is to own it, to look at the cross and say, that should have been me. But the Son of God, the true man, the last Adam, the eternal Son of the everlasting Father took my place. Thanks be to God. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God lasts forever and ever. Please pray with me. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, your kindness to us. Lord God, we thank you that Jesus really did come to take our place. We pray that in contemplation of his death, we would see ourselves set free. We ask that that would shape us today and forever. And we pray it in Christ's name. Amen.